Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Bobcat, tough news this week for anyone out there dating someone named Megan or Nathan. According to a new study, Megans and Nathans are most likely to do what?
They most likely will cheat.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Did you know this?
Yes, I'm not speaking with Nathan at all.
Yeah. It's possible right now that some of you out there are dating Nathan. Possible that some of you are dating the same Nathan. According to a dating website survey of 2,000 men and 2,000 women, people named Nathan and Megan were the most unfaithful. How unfaithful are Nathans and Megans? 1,999 of the 2,000 men surveyed were dating the same Megan.
Wow.
But what about a couple named Nathan and Megan? What if Nathan and Megan are dating each other? On the line with us now are Nathan Lovin and Megan Mataferi. They're getting married this summer. Hello, Nathan and Megan.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you guys? So, Nathan and Megan, you're getting married. When you heard about this survey showing that Nathans and Megans are the most likely to cheat, were you shocked or did you say to yourself, they found out?
You know, we were a little surprised, but I think we're both glad that at least we're both the same level of bad.
Yeah. Right. You're a nice fit.
That's the key to any successful relationship.
Yeah. Are you guys going to, when you get married, are you going to try to fight your essential Megan, Nathan natures, or you're just going to give into it?
What do you think, Nate?
I will probably just write into the vows and just...
I like that. It's like, till death or someone hotter, do we part.
It's the only set of vows with extensive footnotes.
Exactly. Nathan, I have to say, if a guy named Nathan is more statistically likely to cheat, a guy with your name, Nathan Lovin, it's an absolute certainty.
Slam dunk.
Right. I was wondering why it took you so long to get there.
Yeah.
Saving it.
Do you feel that with the name like Nathan Lovin, you have to live up to that?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting his PhD, aspiring to become Dr. Lovin.
Oh, yes.
Wow. So good.
Yes.
They call him Dr. Lovin. He's got the cure, you're thinking oven.
Oven.
Yeah.
Nathan and Megan, thank you so much for talking, and good luck, because as we know, you're going to need it. Coming up, our panelists rise up against the bougie hipsters. It's a Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.